love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Class is now in session. And the UPS store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit theupsstore.com/packing.
Welcome to I Saw Us on the Internet, a random podcast with a random collection of my comedian friends. Today we got Rome Green Jr., mm-hmm. Keisha E.,
hey, hey.
Brandon Lewis. Before we get started, Keisha asked a question that I feel like we could start the segment off with that. Keisha, what was your question for the people?
So my question was, do you ever wonder like who you would be if you were from someplace else?
This is the age-old nature versus nurture
yeah.
argument. I do think this. Yeah. Because I wonder if... So my mom had me with this nigga. And then met my dad, who was in the military. Mm-hmm. And because of him, we moved out of El Paso. Mm-hmm. I got to see the world, got to see colleges and all that type of stuff. Then my worldview was bigger.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Had she not married him, more than likely, I would have stayed in El Paso. I just can't imagine I become this person if I live in El Paso my whole life.
Yeah,
I just don't foresee that. But then... Yeah. If I'm always going to be who I was, would I be like, I got to get out of El Paso. I got to go to college somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Me and Mel and her sister have brought this up. I mean, Mel, wait, my wife is Melissa. Melissa and her sister, is what I'm trying to say. So, she was asking us this question. She was saying, we was talking about destiny. Mm-hmm. And Mel was saying, you are destined to be who you are. So her argument would be that even if my dad never came in my life, I always wanted to be big. Which I did think that even when I was in El Paso, I want to go be big, I want to play in the NBA, I want to do something big. Mm-hmm. Her argument is I would do, come on, Rome.
It was too easy. But you lost this.
I just said I wanted to be, not that I was going
hey,
to be.
No, but you crossed us over.
It wasn't even that. You said I was destined to be big.
And oh, big.
And I was thinking about the last.
I ain't want to do it to you.
I didn't get the way.
Go ahead.
But her argument would be
yeah.
I would have went to college somewhere else and I would have somehow found a way to become who I am. Kanye said this about himself. He was like, I'm only a rapper because at the time, rapping was the thing. If I was born in Aristotle's time, I would have been the best poet. Like, whoever I needed to be, I would have been the best thing. So that's my answer.
Yeah, I think you adjust to where you, because me, I was born in Germany. So if my dad would have stayed over there, I'd be a totally different.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of harsh language coming out. Like,
you'd have a great time at Oktoberfest.
You'd
be like Dennis. You'd be like Dennis Schroeder.
Dennis Schroeder. I'd probably be playing some ball. Trying to put some ball somewhere.
I think the core of who I am, like, I think a lot of it just came from how I was raised and who my parents are, would stay the same. But I think of like being from Detroit, like a big city, when I visit other places, it's like, oh, I probably wouldn't be as hip, or I would dress differently. Like Detroit is like, we dress, you know what I mean? Like I would probably have on whatever. I would probably do my hair differently. Like I think it does play a part in it.
Yeah. Like if your family from Wyoming, Detroit helps shape your worldview.
Yeah.
Of like, this is how you dress, this is how you be, this is how you talk.
Yeah.
This, you know, ambition wise, if you grew up on a farm in Wyoming, you'd probably be like,
yeah,
I just be chilling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what about you, B. Lou?
You from El Paso? Mm-hmm. I always think about that commercial with
the salsa.
New York City. New York City. I feel the same though, because my dad's from California, LA, actually South Central. So if my mom would have stayed, I'd have been game banger.
Duh.
For sure.
He
my
said
brother,
immediately.
My brother, I don't know. My brother got an anger problem, so Lord forbid.
Yeah. Did y'all ever see that? What was the name of that movie? I can't think of the name of it, but it was a documentary about the three identical twins that they separated. Their mom gave them up for adoption.
Adoption.
And they intentionally separated the three of them to do a test. And it's been a bunch of twins and triplets that come out. And they put them in different homes. And the guy went to college. And people, he's like, I get to college. And everybody's like talking to me like, hey. And he's like, I don't know these people. And he came like the second year. His brother was there the first year and left. And they was like, do you have a twin? And he's like, well, I'm adopted. I don't know. So long story short, they find out. And then they find out it's a third one. And they intentionally did this experiment to see nature versus nurture. Mm. And they ended up, they all were like left-handed. They all played the same sport. They smoked the same cigarette. Mm-hmm. I think two of them ended up having addiction because the mom had an addiction problem. So it was like, even though, and they put them in very separate homes. One was in like a poor home, middle class, and one had like the doctor parents, which I was like, I feel away.
You go, come on now.
And all the parents was like, we would have took all three of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I would never have separated them. And then they said when they were babies, they were having like separation. They didn't know what it was. And they would be like banging their head on the crib, whatever, like separation anxiety or whatever.
Or possessed.
And the people from the agency would keep coming to check on them. And they thought that was strange. But as they were getting older, because they were doing this fucking experiment trying to see, you know, how they were turning out. So it was basically trying to prove that it is nurture and not nature.
That's crazy.
Wow. I think about that, like my
cousin.
Where's
this at, though?
This was in, like, I think they were in New York.
Okay, but it, a documentary?
Oh,
it's on Hulu, I believe.
I
think they
just
said
the
name,
theater,
Three Identical Strangers.
Three Identical Strangers, yeah.
Okay, I'm finna watch that. I'm a doc ahead.
Boy, I was watching this documentary last night on on Hulu about the Hillsong Church.
Mm.
How the pastor had cheated on his wife and stuff. And then I'm getting to the part where the big pastor did something wrong, too, because he ended up resigning. He was like, you are terrible. And episode 3 was like, but then him. I was like, oh, we got more. Darn, I was tripping. But the thing that was crazy about the documentary, it was like the church was so massive.
Yeah,
like,
that was a mess.
I heard a Hillsong.
Yeah, that church crazy.
They built the church off the music.
I heard the music first.
So the church wasn't even called Hillsong. The band was called Hillsong.
That's wild.
The band got so popular, they was like, let's name the church Hillsong 2. They said they was making $100 million a year at one point in time off the record label from the band, from the music. And they was using that to build the churches.
They was like, therefore, like, you tired of angels all in your video. You tired? Come on over to Hillsong. We got you over here.
It was a good documentary on HBO about that church in Nashville.
Which one?
She was a cult leader. She died in a plane crash. They died. I forgot the name of it. I watched it though.
I want to watch more
documentaries. To sum it up, she died. Because of her evil ways, okay? You see? The Lord will get you. She thought she was straight. She was living in Brentwood. Yeah, somebody in here know.
That's funny.
It was on HBO and she died in the, Shambling. There
Gwen
she go.
Shambling?
Yeah.
I feel like Patreon be coming through. They know
bro,
everything.
The stage crew pulls up.
Thank you, stage crew.
Yeah, I love that because I'm not going to do no research. So I'm good. I'm glad I did do
it. Yeah.
I just watched Killer Salad, too. Killer Salad might be like
what's
what y'all
Killer
just
Sally?
Said.
Killer Salad.
About how those kids, I mean, how your kids go.
Oh, I've seen this lady.
To who you be.
There's an HBO show about her.
Yeah.
Is it a documentary or is it a show?
So Killer Sally's a documentary on Netflix about this white lady bodybuilder. She murdered her husband.
Who was a bodybuilder.
But the crazy thing is, I mean, I ain't ruined this. They tell you that in the trailer. But she didn't even, he was beating her up. And she still did the jail. She went to jail for like long. It's
good. It's a plot twist too, though.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's a story.
Oh,
okay.
He was
get
like
a lawyer.
Abusive.
He was beating her up.
And when she killed him, she went to jail.
And he had that small meat because bodybuilders.
That's a problem. He has small meat. That's the thing.
Yeah, but
when you get
no, it was documented. But it's a plot twist, though.
Yeah, I ain't gonna ruin it.
Plot twist.
Okay.
But it was kind of crazy in that documentary because she had gotten big, and apparently there's a little kink culture where people were paying her.
Yeah, that was sick. It was a sicko. Hey, it's a real
in jail.
Hey,
like,
no, people were paying her.
It's some real sickos out here,
wrestle
man.
Them.
Come and wrestle.
Just wrestle. No sex. She maintains they never had sex. She would fly to New York.
Hey, wrestling
kind of
fun though. Hey,
no,
she would be choking these niggas out though. Because
she
was
choking. Yeah, she was.
Nigga. She had
what?
Legs.
She was on steroids too.
She was on steroids.
She was on steroids.
I mean, these niggas' faces is red. They're like, oh my God, this is great.
I can't kink shame. I watched one dude where he's the human carpet and he liked people just walking on him.
Literally walking on him?
Yeah, he dresses up as a carpet. He lays in the club. They got a section for him. And
but this one boy, it was this one dude. It was a one dude, though. He was sick. He liked to have women, like, put their legs in the headlock. He was, like, trying to get out, like,
what?
He really would be turning.
He turned over
the girl
trying to get out.
Choking. I mean, her
this
thigh.
Is in the documentary.
Yes. her thighs were outrageously big, right, and she like, be choking, and he be
you're like, "Oh, I see you did your squats."
What?
He said, "Creatine me." In my mind, I'm like, maybe he just want to smell the coochie a little bit.
Oh no,
like exactly. I can't imagine white nigga like she really be like she really was choking that for real.
He be like, "Baby, listen, it don't smell like barbell enough. I need
right
I mean,
when you sweat." Sweaty
I mean, she literally flew, came to the house like, "You ready?"
And she was, yoking the niggas up, though, man. She was,
hey. Sign her out to do this?
No, she like, was, because
she made a lot of money, too.
And they bailed her out when she got arrested.
The sickos did. Shout out to the sickos.
Hey, man.
They bailed her out, though, when she needed it, bro. Hey, she
I
was strong,
man.
Face
like that.
That's wild.
She can rep. Like, she was doing, like, 30 reps. I can't even do 30
her
reps.
Her husband was a bodybuilder. She put that nigga on her, and he 250, I believe.
Oh, my goodness.
How was she ever getting abused?
Because that nigga was bigger.
That nigga was big, though.
He was like Mr. Olympia.
That nigga was Hulk.
He was out. And he was on steroids.
Oh, I know that meat was small.
He was on 5 different steroids.
Oh, that absolutely. That meat was that tiny boy.
They be in the body. I be like, nigga, the meat terrible.
He pulverizing it, though, physically, though.
He had just a head. He ain't had nothing else.
I won't ever want to be that strong just because
You're too strong.
It's too strong.
You're too strong, brother.
Because I was telling Melissa, like, when you're that strong, outside of gyms, you look so out of place. He was just at Chuck E. Cheese. Like, you don't need all that.
He did,
at the ski ball
station. I went to Geek Squad one day at Best Buy, and it was just doing that huge, bro. I said, "This ain't you. This ain't you.
I don't like dudes that's like buff like that. That's like,
me neither. I don't like being buff.
You tried it before,
I tried. I've been trying to lose weight for 20 years. More niggas is built like me than they want to admit.
No, that's fair.
They be trying to make it seem like it's just me. I be like, nigga, I see a lot of us.
Y'all out there.
And that's so crazy because men is like, y'all don't even try. Y'all don't even care. But women.
What you mean?
Women, y'all hold us to a standard that I don't even have no control over. Like, this is how God made me.
No, a lot of men care. What you talking about? The health?
What you mean?
Like, dudes will have a baller belly or dudes won't be in shape, but a woman has to be, like, fit. She has to be in shape. She has to have a flat stomach.
Because money trumps all of that. See, that's the thing. When you're trying to make your way to the top, you want to do all the workout. But when you get the money, it trumps all how you feel.
You skip past all that.
Because that's what y'all want, the security. And then you see that big old blanket. Come over here, baby.
That big old blanket. Be cool in the winter.
Thank you.
You put your toes underneath
When I got that money, that's a bit blanket.
Cam said he'd do the toe tuck right under the belly. Yeah, he's good to go, man.
You can't do that under abs.
Eat what you want.
Rome said no Chick-fil-A. He was ordering lunch. He said, I can't do Chick-fil-A.
Bro.
What a life you got to live.
I was going to the garden salad, and I was like.
Yeah. Garden salad? See, y'all did it, y'all. How does that make y'all brain feel?
Healthy.
You feel light.
It literally feels healthy.
Right.
Sick of this shit.
You feel good. You feel really light.
Money, if you're a man, you don't, even in acting.
Not everything, though.
No, even in acting, a beautiful woman, I mean, a non-beautiful woman, she don't be the leading lady. She got to be funny.
Oh, no. Yeah. You can't even be prettier than the leading lady. Yeah.
Yes, the man can be fat, ugly, old. He get any role. Fair. The woman, if she's not pretty,
terrible.
She has to be funny. You can't just be a little bit ugly and then just be, the leading lady. You can play the strong character supporting, but you ain't going to open the rom-com. But Jack Black, nigga, is the leading man in a rom-com. With Gwyneth Paltrow.
You know what's funny?
Jack Black is my hero. I'll be like, nigga, Jack Black had a long career built like that.
And a lot of men think they want an extra fine woman. You don't want that life. It's a lot of stuff to come with.
It's hard.
You need to go a little bit lower because... It's too fine. Now you worried about everybody else.
I got extra fine woman, and I people be like, that nigga got money. I ain't always had it. Money is new.
If you get an extra fine woman, they immediately discount everything you've done.
You do.
You got money.
Nigga, like, come on. Her when I didn't have money.
Like, come on now.
And before I was fat, I used to be somebody.
Because we know.
Level suit,
as a guy, we know how hard it is.
And you can be, and man, all you, even before money or fitness, you could just be funny.
Funny, get it.
But it's
certain love. Like, you can't be funny and, like, you, Sam Cassell, you can't be that and just be like, oh, I got money. Like, you can be.
Sam Cassell?
What are you talking
about?
You
could be like.
Sam Cassell was taking some work.
Here's the difference.
You could be like Kevin Durant.
No.
I could just be rich.
No, here's the difference.
It's
women,
levels. When you too ugly, it's like, that don't matter.
Here's the thing. Y'all have an ability that men don't have. Let me tell you this. This is fact. Y'all have an ability that men don't have. We don't have the ability to not be some type of shallow. Right? This is what I mean. Women have the ability to meet you, oh man, nah, he not attractive. I've seen not attractive dudes work their way on a girl, just they charm, just they the nice women can women can make a not all, but a lot of women can make a flip. Like, you know what? He was, but he kind of cute now.
They can make
women can do that, and I wish I had that ability. I don't have that ability.
You do that all the time.
No, the men.
No, y'all be dating some busted chicks though. Y'all be talking about the timeline.
Who they baby
y'all
mommy?
It's two different things.
We date based on the finances.
And you only get so many of them. If I see you got a bunch of them in your roster, I'm like, oh, you don't deserve me.
Well, hold on, wait a minute now. I was struggling.
No,
those are the struggles.
No, struggles.
Moral story: date who you think fine.
Listen, shoot for the stars.
Shoot for the stars. Live your life.
Everybody, I'm gonna tell you the worst problem. This is what happened to me. Melissa was out of my league, beauty wise, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
As life progressed, the chasm grew.
Y'all
it got further.
Melissa somehow has gotten more beautiful and dressed. Everything has gotten better. Everything about me that she once saw, gone. Hair gone, athletic ability, the way everything else.
That's why you really got to be in it for love.
No, you do. You do.
I'm
you
a good father.
You love that person, you ain't tripping.
You do.
I'm a good father.
I'm a good father.
But I mean, you good with the boys.
I'm good. All niggas need is at least
he funny.
Oh, at least
he's a good father. Yeah. You get one good at least.
Yeah,
one you treat. At least he treat me well.
Damn, you get a side. That's a good book. That's a good relationship. Romantic book.
Nigga, you
the at
more
least.
At least you
have.
I got plenty of this. At least he got money. At least he funny. At least he's a good father.
Like, ladies,
three at least.
Ladies, I'm an at least type of guy. At least
that's solid right there, Kim.
That's solid bit.
At least.
When you see me running with that bit, don't say nothing. That's solid.
That's a good one.
At least I got a beard.
That's a good one.
Maybe I don't have the hairline, but at least I got a beard. All right, next segment. All right, this story is very funny. This nursing home apologizes. Nursing home deeply regrets hiring stripper for senior party. Okay? A nursing home in Taiwan has issued a public apology after it hired a stripper to give lap dances to seniors during a party, saying it deeply regrets the decision. The veteran home says its intention was to lift the elderly residents' spirits after previous events were canceled due to the flu outbreak. But they will take a more cautious approach in entertainment moving forward. You know who's not sour?
What was the previous?
There's nothing wrong with this story. I see nothing.
There's nothing
wrong with this story. They should bring more strippers there. If he have a heart attack, it is what it is.
Yeah.
He went out smiling and probably some
not,
type of
I'm
heart
not,
if he
yeah,
could
I'm
get
not
there.
Really mad at it.
Yeah.
Because they'd be in there fucking anyway.
That's what I'm saying. They'd be in there nasty.
I was reading some stories about how often STIs go rampant in them old folks' home.
Yeah.
They be going to work.
They be in there lifting lips and breaking hips, brother. They be in there getting to it.
Breaking hips. That's a solid.
Oh my gosh.
Title.
Lifting
lips and breaking hips. By yours truly.
Rome, that ain't even the first time you said that.
That is the first time
I
said
you
that. I just said it.
Oh, I thought you had said it. That's too good for that to be the first
time
I said it.
Lifting lips.
Oh,
and breaking hips.
That's really good, bro.
But it's nothing wrong with that. I don't see what's wrong.
Do they have male and female strippers?
That's a good question. Because
it probably was the grandma's.
It's a complaint if it's a male stripper. There ain't nobody want to see nigga in there slanging meat.
Okay, there's a woman stripper. Oh, no, nope.
So it was one of the old ladies.
First of all, these old people
out.
Are, the men and women are clapping. I'll show it to y'all.
The men and women
are excited. They're having a good time.
Okay.
Looks like they just had one stripper for her. But she was giving everybody a show.
And that's great because she's not too thick to be doing too much on them. You know what I'm saying?
Ought to be the stripper show.
They should have flew to Atlanta, went in there, say, you got to come.
Brought somebody.
You know what they need? Come on with us.
The stripper from Usher show. Did y'all see Usher?
I did see it.
His concert?
His concert in Vegas. We went. First of all, he already had strippers, right? He had like poles and everything. It's a great show. But then the stripper came out. She had a long, like almost like Ric Flair type robe.
Okay.
The attention from the show shifted from Usher to her.
Oh, that's how. Oh, she was like
she,
that.
It was. She climbed up the pole upside down. She was clapping her feet on the beat.
Oh, I like a good foot clap.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Yeah.
You gotta have some strong. Yeah, I like a good limbs. Foot clap.
So yeah, that's
niggas
what,
that I like.
Yeah, no, because when I go to the strip club, I don't go in there. See, most people go in there and they just like get to throwing stuff. No, 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 brother, you're doing it wrong. It's about precision. You got to go in there, see who you want,
facts.
See who working
there we
go. Hard.
Go
in
ahead. There we
don't,
go, my boy.
Don't just go in there and just throwing stuff because then you get the lazy one. You're gonna be upset. No, 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 brother, you want to go in there and see who. She gotta have a little bit of sweat. She
got
been there
to.
Working. Where's she been working?
A little bit of sweat.
Yeah,
no,
sweat as in like she. You can see she been in here working. Like, all right,
teachers on, teachers on.
She gonna go back. he said,
sweat.
No, I don't want no sweat.
I want sweat.
But I need to at least see you working. Don't. I ain't just going in
okay,
there.
Okay, what's Rome's
guide and then I got
a
budget
a strip club experience.
And then I got
I've
a
never
budget.
Been. Tell me what I need.
Here's the thing.
You still ain't been.
I'm working on it. This before I turn 40.
Both of y'all need to go.
Before I turn 40, Melissa was talking about it on her podcast.
Yeah,
both
of y'all.
I took Tony and Sabrina.
Before I turn 40, I'm going. Y'all judge your pastor.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to repent.
You got to find
I'm
a good one. Don't go to one in LA.
No, I've heard.
We're going to LA.
But tell me, we going for the first time, bro. Walk me through. I got.
See, back in the day, I had a budget, $40. Going there, and I was in Atlanta. You know, dances wasn't there.
That boy ain't getting up. That boy got, hold on. He got $40.
Listen, $40.
That boy got
listen.
Four dances.
Listen, hey, that's at 21, that's all I need,
four
brother.
Four dances.
That's all I need. At 21, when I first started, $40 cap. Going there, and especially at, damn it, I forgot what the club name, but it had $5 dances. Oh, I was in there.
Blue Flame got the $5.
I was in there getting
Blue
to
got
it.
The fly, hey, the Flame was at.
But
that's what he told me, 85 South.
But most importantly, you go in there, see who you want, all right? See who you want. Be like, all right, you know, this girl, she putting in work. This who we want. And to be honest, you ain't got to really stray from her because they'll stay with you.
Really?
They'll definitely stay with you. But don't be fooled, though. If the song keep playing, don't think that's still off the first money that you paid.
Oh.
Each
you
song,
ran up a tab?
I ran up a tab, $350 by accident when I first got into the strip club. I was like, oh, it's by song.
You
got
to tell her.
You know,
the white clubs. Back in the day, he is right. Now
it's a little bit less.
It's a little different.
Yeah, but back in the day, yeah.
It's a little different.
I'm thinking the same thing.
When you walk in there, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Shout to wrong.
Oh, yeah, no.
Shout to wrong.
No, he about to get to it. I already know.
Shout to wrong. Let me show you. When you walk in there, you. 200 is what you really need.
200.
200 is safe.
Now, in this day and age, yeah, 200.
Okay, 200 is safe.
I'm going to bring 1,000 just to make sure I
now,
get the
thousand,
room.
Now,
1,000. 1,000, you're going to have a good time.
1,000, we isolating you. Okay? $1,000, nigga got a little money now. A little attention. That nigga wants some attention, okay? 200, you walk in there, you got your wife with you, right?
I got my
so
wife.
So now you got your wife. First of all, control yourself, okay? Because as soon as you pay, you see him everything.
Okay, so I act like I'm not liking this.
Yeah.
You no. Don't act like you're not.
They gonna come to your wife first. They like the women.
No, listen. They like couples.
Yeah.
It's a vibe. First of all, a strip club is a culture. Okay?
It's a culture.
So when you pay, you and Melissa gonna go in there. But when you, soon as you pay, and they open the door, booty in your face.
Yes. It's
no, but listen.
Open butt.
Open butt.
But not
hole.
No, but not like in your face. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hole. Yeah.
Not here in LA, but if you go to the right one,
Atlanta. Yeah. No, for sure. As soon
Miami,
as you pay,
yeah.
you see
you
it.
Will see a hole.
Everything,
oh, yeah. Multiple
boy.
Holes.
Multiple?
Yeah.
But you got to
like
calm down now.
I'm chilling.
Stay relaxed. Stay relaxed.
I'm chilling.
Okay.
You see a
stay
hole?
Relaxed.
Can
now,
I get another pumpkin spice latte?
You got three options. Now, from there, you got three options.
Mm-hmm.
You going to drink?
Yep.
Okay, you're not drinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want some food? Maybe mm-hmm. a little home.
Hey, I've heard it's good.
Food
it's good.
Strip okay.
food. You want hookah? Man, you might be going to smoke me. Okay, that's the three. Now, it's like, where do I place myself?
Okay. Yeah, that's
you
the key.
Don't want to be up front. That's
don't
the
be up front. You don't want to be up front.
Section.
Yeah. Okay. Is that too close to the
yeah,
stage?
You don't wanna,
if
you, don't
if your neck
down.
Doing this,
yeah, don't
you don't
want
to do that. You
a pervert.
You don't want to do that.
Players Club. What's the nigga name? What the nigga name? Who was that?
I don't know.
Who won in the steps?
I can't remember his name. I
don't
know
who it was. Don't be that nigga.
Right, somebody put up there.
All right, now.
So I'm
you with Melissa. Now y'all with Melissa.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Rome said, we're going back to Rome point.
Okay.
It's going to be dances. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're gonna be...
Now, y'all can pick as a couple.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you can tell them, it's like, and whatever y'all may like.
Okay.
You see it like, hey, get her. I want her. Boom.
I let Lissa do this.
Yeah. That's even more attractive.
Yeah, more attractive. Yeah.
And it's even more player.
For sure.
Yeah, you go ahead. You
and confidently it gives your wife, it makes your wife feel like you're not thirsty.
Yeah. I'm not tripping. Come on, because I got you.
Come on now. That's it. You just in here.
We just getting entertained.
That's it.
The end of that one with you.
That's it. Okay. All right.
Okay.
She come over.
I do want the wings, though. I just want to go back.
So
even in my dream, I do.
Yeah, no, you got, you want
to.
You brushed past that. I do want.
You got the lamp.
Even in the dream, I definitely.
Definitely want to
open butt cool, but, yeah, but do your
cool. So look, okay, so look, so it's all about so it's all about location then. So you spending $1,000, you could be like, okay, you got to say it with confidence though.
Yeah.
You want this space over here.
Yep. Okay.
So that's why I said you got to get your location. You be like, yeah, we want it over here. Okay.
They like people spending money. They can put you in the right. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I already feel like I'm that nigga.
Now here's the thing. Here's the thing. Come with cash.
Come with cash.
I know this.
Come with cash. Okay. Don't come with ones, but come with cash.
Okay.
Because when you make them exchange the money, they like, okay, the nigga got money.
Yeah, he got money.
Pull out the $1,000.
Yeah, pull out the $1,000.
I want to show
that. You want to show that you got some money. Pull out the $1,000.
Yeah.
Count the $1,000. And like, can I get ones?
Yeah. Ah, don't come pre.
Don't come
this
pre.
Is a flex.
Yeah, don't come.
Oh,
like,
I know what we forgot too. Because when they see it, as soon as you get in there, they're gonna be on you. Like the girls gonna be like, hey, you want to dance? They're gonna go to you anyway. You want to dance? Nope. You got to stay focused.
You got to stay focused.
Stay focused.
Tell them, like, look, confidently, you got to say not right now.
Not right now.
Because
not right now.
You making a decision on what I'm telling you.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay.
You can't come in there horned dog.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
You can't come in there pink thing out already.
You can't. And you can't come in there green, too. Like, I don't know. You show me. Lead me. They're going to lead you straight to the ATM. Okay?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Even if I come with $1,000, they're going to take me to
Wells Fargo Chase account. They want everything.
They want everything.
You got to have discipline.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So as you go in there, you get your section. You know what I'm saying? You're like, okay, we want here. Listen, boom. Y'all go over there. Can I see the menu?
Okay, for sure.
I already had a confidence because I know y'all got some food.
I know. I want. She said the lamb chops. I was thinking wings, but I don't have.
You can do all that too. She's right. She's right. Now,
lamb chops is kind of wild to be in the strip club, but I'm gonna try.
No, but it's delicious.
It's delicious.
Okay. Scrumptious.
Okay.
Tobacco. All right, we're gonna wrap it. Okay, so look, you get your session, you get your menu. Now, as you're doing it, it's like flies coming.
They
see the money, so they're gonna be coming as y'all making the decisions, trying to get you. They want the money.
They probably sit on Melissa's lap.
Exactly, they will.
Yeah,
I don't say nothing about this.
Melissa, you gotta tell her, because some will just wait.
Yeah, just,
they will wait while you're making the decision.
They'll wait.
Oh, like hover?
Yes. Yep. And as soon as you look up, they like, hello, nigga. You feel me? But that's the ones that you don't want.
Okay.
The good looking ones and the ones with talent. It's like in life, they don't come running to you.
Oh. Yeah.
They're like, nigga, you see me
like
out here.
The girl from Usher
concert.
Yeah, you tap them on the elbow, they be like, yo, what's up?
Exactly.
And then you're
Rome is right. There's so much I didn't know.
Yeah, so much things. Yeah.
The ones that don't look good are the ones who struggling, they going to be right there.
This is like the barbershop.
Masterclass.
The first, but the who don't cut
don't
is,
go to
the, hey, I got you, I got
exactly.
you.
Don't do that.
But the nigga who cut,
he chilling.
You chilling.
Yeah.
His chair in the back.
He look at his schedule, he say, I guess I can squeeze you in.
Facts. There we go, Rome.
That's the stripper I want.
Yeah, that's yes.
Because the barber that asked for it, he usually is
he's
green.
He's trash.
Yes. He need that cut.
Yeah.
The real nigga got he don't.
I got
clients,
my boy.
Come on.
I'm up here. I'm booked up.
Yeah, go get your wig pushed back.
Yeah.
Don't have a bad experience, nigga. That's what they tell
you. You're gonna have a good time. It's gonna be good
shout
for
out
you.
Out
so now
get your, shout out to Pantheon Detroit Lamb Chops.
Get your money, bring your money, get the now when you do that, that's a game changer.
Yeah, okay.
When they come back with $1,000 in ones, game changer.
Oh yeah.
So am I paying for chicken in ones?
You can pay that in your car. You can give me your car.
Okay.
You can pay it in ones,
that's
too.
That's a super flex. You got the cash on the way, and you say you have the car, so you put, you know.
Oh,
come on, man.
Like,
now
this
you do it.
Unlimited.
Yo, come on, man.
Okay, now this is a very key before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there all day.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So
really?
Yeah, we're not doing 3-4 hours.
Yeah, hour and a half.
Hour and a half is a little too long.
It's pushing it, but.
Really?
But an hour.
He going to bring y'all with him Patreon.
You know what I'm saying?
There's so many rules.
You want an hour.
The thing is, once you get out of there, they're going to be like, he know what he doing.
Exactly.
He came in, did spend his money,
there
ate
go,
his food.
Boy.
He about to hit.
And they lying there. I ain't got to be here all
nothing.
Night
yeah.
dropping one.
Yeah, you don't need that. No, because
I spent $1,000 in an hour, though?
Yeah.
Am I spending all?
No, listen. You don't got to spend $1,000, but you want to potentially.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
like, but you want to be,
time.
But you, yeah, next
maybe,
time, maybe.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
never
not.
Know. You may not, never see
I'm
me
rich.
Again. You feel me?
Maybe I disappear. Maybe I'm not even here now.
Come
someone
on
might know you. Look, here we go. Someone might
that's
know
my
you.
That's fear.
No, it's not a fear. It's going to be a good thing.
But if they be like, Kev on stage, I'll be like,
yes,
what?
It's dope.
And
yeah.
make sure they wrap some of them in bands, because then it look good. It look good on tape when you wrap it in the band. It's like.
They always going to bring it in. When you bring, they're going to bring 100 ones and you pop it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Got to pop it.
You give to. look, you give list like three, give a 300.
About 300. 300.
Here you go, give a 300-400. You got yours
solid.
Over here.
Oh, this is
you know
crazy.
What I'm saying? Get your food.
I'm gonna be wearing sunglasses.
That's cool too.
All right. by Shady Side Up. Come on, man.
Side Up. But on the exit, this is what you wouldn't do. This is the most player thing you could do on the exit.
Okay.
All right, now, as y'all having a good time, first of all, pace yourself. Don't throw it all.
Okay. Yep.
They don't want it all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just, you know, here or there, might throw 100 in the air.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Have a good time. Eating your wings.
Throw 100, then eat a wing.
Throw 100.
Let the song drop. Let the beat drop. Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Let's say y'all spent.
Should I do this?
Yeah, you can do all that. Yeah. Okay. Say y'all spent like 3, right?
Okay.
It's coming up on the hour. It's time to go. Yeah. Right? So now, it's the grand finale.
Yeah.
All right? You know what I'm saying? You tell them we finna get up out here. They get their stuff. Now, as you're walking, pop a band. And you just throw it at whoever on the stage.
Yeah.
Whoever on the stage, just throw it.
You that
just throw
dude.
A 100.
You that dude.
And exit.
You that dude.
On the walkout?
On the walkout. Oh, you that
throw
dude.
Throw the 100.
Throw the 100, 100
on the walkout.
On the walkout. And then dap the security on the way up.
And yes.
Dap the security on the way up.
My dog. That's
dap the security on the way up.
You a legend.
We done been there a few times. Yeah.
You a legend.
Are you a member of all of this?
I've been taking mental notes. I never want to go. I don't know what to do.
Like,
I don't like to go into places not knowing what's going on. I got a strip club 101 guide to being the real nigga. Yeah.
Matter of fact, when next time you going? We're going to roll out. For sure. We're going to roll out.
Next segment.
This is great. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
So, this is really interesting. Okay. Oklahoma jail officers got in trouble because they were playing Baby Shark on repeat as a torture tactic.
That's
federal law suit says they would torture people in solitary confinement by playing Baby Shark over and over and over until they got the information they wanted.
That has to be annoying. Terrible. That's like, you know how annoying, I'm not going to lie, that's a great tactic. I'd be so mad. Bro. I'd be like, bro, I can't do this no more. All right, cool. It was my cousin, man. It was him. Good. I can't do this Baby Shark no more. First off, how petty you got to be to come over there? They was
to
like,
even think of it.
Play
yeah.
this Baby Shark here. He gonna come about this Baby
you,
Shark.
That's good, bro.
Especially whether you had kids or not.
You in solitary confinement already?
You in solitary, and they just. Because the song, even just one, they say do, 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 do so many times in one, like. Mm. Iteration of that song.
I think you'll literally start to go crazy. Like your psyche will start. You in this wall. Yeah. You're gonna start to twitch.
Oh my God, man.
Like that's crazy. What's the worst like tactic they could use on you that would immediately get you to be like, all right, I can't do this.
There's so many.
Would it have to be like small torture things?
No, I'm gonna tell you what would get me even more than Baby Shark if they put socks on me. And then had me step in water.
Ooh.
And then I couldn't take my socks off.
Oh.
That's kind of good.
I would give you. The lunch clothes.
Oh, man.
For I would tell you anything.
Like, it's Melissa. It's his whole family. The kids.
That is when I'm in the bathroom and you like, oh, let me go grab this real quick, and you ain't put your shoes on, and you step in water from the shower. You got to start all over.
You got to start all over.
You got to take the sock off and then re-dry your feet.
Yeah. No, that's.
And they just let you in there with cold, wet socks.
Mm.
Oh,
that you know chalkboard.
You know it would be a funny tactic. You put them in 2 small pants, right?
I know this is gonna be ignorant.
You put a nigga in 2 small pants and tell him to skip.
No.
What?
That's the pettiest shit I heard all day.
Put him in 2 small pants
and tell him to skip. He gonna come up immediately. All right, I'm done. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it.
What would get you, Keisha? Is there anything worse than Baby Shark?
If they told me I had to lick the bottom of a homeless man's foot, I'd be like, nah, you got it.
If they was just sitting out my cell just like chewing with their mouth open,
ooh.
I'd be like,
you know what I said?
What information do you need?
It's right. called Echo 2.
I'm snitching on everybody. I'm telling B. Lewis. I'm getting everybody.
It would be Lewis and Kev. They're both at the strip club same time. They threw the
Kev
one.
Kev threw the one on the way out. That's when shit popped off.
They threw it off.
Oh, man. I can't take it.
People
chewing with their mouth open. There's a condition. I forgot what it's called.
I can't take like if they say
that ain't too bad though.
You're gonna be in here for an hour and we're gonna bring random strangers with random smells on their index finger. They're gonna have to wipe your nose.
What?
I would be
petrified.
That's very specific.
I don't like smells. And if you think about it, people touch a lot
my
of stuff and they hands smell wild and they don't even know it. I would be like, you know what? You got it though. All y'all got it. I don't wanna smell nothing. I can't do it.
I'm gonna tell you what, another one would be bad for me. This is very specific. if they had a man and a woman come, or maybe, yeah, a man and a woman come, they want to take a picture with me. And the guys, the wife wants to take a picture, and the husband just keeps saying, "Now don't worry about my wife, man. Don't get too close."
Oh God!
That when that happens,
I know.
I don't want to tell you what I think.
Yeah.
Of your wife.
Yeah.
But have you seen my wife? I just want to take this picture, baby boy.
Yeah, like, trust me, I'm not.
I promise you.
I just want to take this picture, brother.
I just want to take this picture, baby. Yeah. I'm not.
And don't get too close now.
I don't want to be close at all.
Yeah. All right, now you got. Hold on now. You grab a little strong.
They make it so awkward.
They make it awkward, yeah.
They make it so awkward. It is so cringe. Like, let's just take this picture and move on. And I know what you're trying to do. I appreciate you, player. You're trying to...
I'd probably just do the opposite. If a chick was like that, like, don't get too close to my dude, then I'd probably, like, really grab him up.
Stiff armor.
Like, oh, you would grab him up?
You would do it closer, so you'd be petty?
Because, I mean, why did you need to say that, man? Because, again, wasn't nobody checking for him, for Leroy. Look at him. So I probably would be a little petty.
I couldn't do it.
What song would they play for you? Since they had Baby Show.
They would play
the one that would get on your nerves.
112.
Yeah.
Peaches and Cream. Or any song that that Slim leads is worse than Baby Shark.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
For me,
if I ever see you, Slim, I'm sorry. At 112, I hate it.
For me.
That's funny.
My social is 386.
B-Lou,
he sold the drug.
Yeah.
He told me throw the ones on the walkout.
Yeah.
And Rome sells sunglasses. It's called Shady Side Up, but he also sells heroin. One, you don't got to play it twice.
Mine would be probably any, like, Jacquees song, I think.
The King of R&B? You don't like Jacquees?
Yeah, the King of R&B? Yeah. Maybe specifically, maybe like a national anthem or something like that would.
He kind of ripped that national anthem, though.
I don't want his voice. Like, and that and then, like, R.I.P. by 2 Chainz and Jeezy. I don't like that song.
R.I.P.
It's just so corny to me. I just like R.I.P. R.I.P. I just killed the club. I'm like, oh my God, just kill me. Kill me. And I love Jeezy.
That's what they're going to play when Kim. And I love Jeezy,
but I can't.
I'm going to say that when I leave. Just kill the club.
Hey, that's hard.
Just kill the club.
What about you, Keisha? What song are they playing?
Mine would be any of these mumble rappers. I can't do it. I don't know the difference between none of the babies,
She said, I hear any mumble. I can't do it.
Wait, is Lil Baby mumble?
I cannot listen to a full album of nobody. Lil Baby?
Lil Baby mumbles.
Lil Baby's face mumbles.
His face mumbles.
It'd be a very mumbled face. He has anything. You can ask him any question.
I'm telling somebody that now. You got a mumble face. Like,
Lil Baby don't mumble, man.
I got 2 Lil Baby songs in me. After that, my mama. Don't get snitched for anybody.
You can't do Lil Baby.
Nobody album these days.
Nobody album.
Oh my God.
Who you be listening to, Keisha?
I'm gonna tell you album I really like.
Jadakiss.
I'm old. When Jay-Z was on 444 talking about he was a bad husband, I was like, nigga, now this is an evolution of rap. He talking about property he missed out on.
Yeah.
He's
got to
be a better husband and father.
This
is the rap you should be at.
That's what y'all need.
That's why I listen to Larry June right now. Larry June, because he be saying lines like lemon water in the morning. It's got a smoothie. I woke up. I went to Target. Filled my tank. I said, this nigga is responsible, dog.
Went to Target. That's
what y'all need. He said it in a song. He said, woke up, went to Target, filled my tank. Some stopped by the bank. I said, I can get with this.
This nigga was running errands
and
on
running
the track.
Running errands on the track. I said, this is the type of... This the type
I got an oil change.
I was like, okay, cool.
I was loving it.
I like this. All his titles are like, he got a title of a song called Organic Memories. I said, I love that. Organic Memories? That sound good. That's where I'm at in my life. Larry Jones.
Ron want to be like, nigga, stop by Whole Foods.
Stop by Whole Foods.
I did that too.
Pick an avocado. That's good.
I ran into Rome in camp one time.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, where y'all going? They was, nigga, excited.
During the pandemic.
New Whole Foods finna open up today. We pulling up. It's right up there, nigga. We all like,
Some of these new Whole Foods are nice.
It's right there.
That one in, I think it's Burbank. Right, about 134.
It's some good stores out there. Y'all sleeping. Y'all be worried about going to the club and all that. Where are the new stores at? That's where I'm at. Because I be asleep. I don't be up late. So there you go. I like responsible rap.
All right, B-Lou, your song.
I want to say I don't want to. Master P, all the old Master P stuff.
Really? My man said, "Master P."
I didn't want to go to California South.
Not Percy.
But I like Percy grew like it though. So right now it annoy me. Like,
yeah, yeah, no, I feel you.
It's too like
something Shaka wouldn't.
It would annoy me.
But
like the evolution around.
That might be crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
That might be crazy.
I remember my cousin Lance used to love No Limit. He bought all of them
back in the day
with Black and Miles.
They was releasing an album every.
Yeah, he had them all
for like 3-4 years.
He would smoke blacks and listen to it.
They was releasing the albums like The Shade Room.
Yeah.
Like posts. Like,
and in movies, I got the hookup. I used to watch
them. Oh, they were
bad
great.
Movies.
Speaking
bad
of rap being outdated, I remember when they had Rev Run on the BET Cypher and he was still rapping. I walked to the street and I threw.
Yeah, don't do that in here. And I love Dr. Dre, but when he rapped, he sound like he just got started again.
Because he just got the rap, but my nigga wrote it. That's why. The niggas read it off the paper. Exactly. You said it to say this.
He the only rapper in history.
Ding, dong. Ding, 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 ding.
Keep your hands ringing.
Wait, don't say that part.
He the only rapper that said, y'all mad at me because I'm a five family with groceries. I said, who said groceries on a song?
Y'all know me. Still the same OG.
But I've been low key. Hate it all. No snowmobiles and no skis. And B-Lou was just like, man, I hate everyone. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Can't do it.
All right. Final segment. Quickly, pick your poison, everyone. Would you rather relive your birth each year on your birthday?
Wait, okay.
Relive your birth?
So I'm going to see me coming out the thing?
Yeah, you got to experience your birth
okay.
as you are, but you coming out as a baby.
Oh, that's wild.
Or have sex with your mom with your dad's lower half. Or your dad with your mom's lawyer.
This
is pick your poison from Target.
I came from the vagina.
From Target?
I'll go back there.
From Target.
I'll go back there.
I relive the birth.
Yeah, relive the birth.
Lying, bro.
I came from the vagina. I'm going back there.
Yeah.
You done taking your mom down?
No. Oh, man.
They be like,
it
what
ain't
you?
Your me. It's
your
dad.
Still no for
you
me, bro.
Her. You
I'm
her
not taking my mama down.
Yeah, I'm not taking my mama down.
I love my mama.
It don't matter if it's your daddy me.
Yeah, no.
But you're going to relive that every day of your life.
I'm going to relive that birth, and each year I'm going to do something special when I come out. One year I'm going to come out with my foot.
Right.
Another year I'm going to come out. I'm going to do different stuff. Like,
breach, nigga. You know,
I'm going to come out throwing 101.
Coming out early, you know what I mean?
I'm going to throw up like, nah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm coming out.
That is.
Yeah. I'm done. I'm coming out of vagina.
This is pick your poison. I'm Target. The stuff is crazy. I'd be like, nigga, who?
Yeah, Target. Wild.
That's why we need y'all to submit your own questions and stories to internet at Kev on Stage. Internet at Kev on Stage. We take your questions and your stories.
Hey, that's funny. Why is Target asking these Walmart kind of questions?
That's funny.
That's good.
That is very
That's solid.
All right, we love y'all. We'll catch y'all next week. Next week. This is Rome Green.
Boom, boom. He said, we'll catch y'all.
He didn't know what we was about to catch.
That arm went flat.
Hold on real quick. Let me close out the way that B-Lou and Rome talk.
Oh, yeah. Close out the right way. Come on, Big Duffel.
There we go.
Big Duffel.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been a great episode. You know what I'm saying? We got to get out of here.
You got to get out of here.
Been an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
I'll see y'all next
come on,
time.
Man.
Hey!
Hey!
$1, man.
Hey! That's crazy.
All right. This is great, man.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.